Now, in the morning, if you remember, I explained some things about. In fact, I wanted to answer the question on borrowing. I ended up saying, discussing at length, okay, about the issue of borrowing. But that, remember where we laid our emphasis, where we say righteousness was where? What did we say the main righteousness was? On paying back. It's not the concept of I didn't borrow, I borrowed. It's that when my payment was due, did I meet my responsibility? And I said that is primary, that is important, okay? And that people should take their debt as a very crucial thing. You know, a lot of people think that, you know, they will tell you that they can't pay because they have problems. The truth is that the debt, they don't realize it's a serious problem. Do you understand my point? You should be telling people when they see that, oh boy, this is your shirt, it's old though. Why don't you buy another one? You should tell them that, look, I can't buy a new shirt because I have to pay my debt. Do you know my point? That is a spiritual thing to say. If you say, it's your birthday this season, I'm not going to celebrate. You say, no, I can't celebrate because I have to pay my debt. I have to pay my rent. Some of my things are for my obligations are due. We don't leave it till it's convenient. I think I referred to this before. I'm not sure. But if you remember Richest Man in Babylon, I don't know how many of you read that book. All right? There was a concept that was in there. I read the book some time ago, and I think some of those things were quite good. It talked about a man going back, a man that had a problem, ran away from home. When he went back home, the first thing he did was to go and settle with the people he was owing. And he made sure he discharged all his obligations and emphasized that is very, very important. That is where the righteousness is. And that the issue of credit, all right, it's actually the matter of trust. Societies where they operate it, it was based on trust at the beginning. But now, people have now used it to entrap people. I said, what makes the difference between a Christian businessman and the people of the world is the reason why you do things, your motivation, what is pushing you. You follow the point. So if you find out that people are using credit, all right, to entrap people, it shouldn't be your own aim to use credit to entrap people. It was meant to allow business to move based on trust so that a man can start his business without having all the money ready. But since his integrity has value, therefore, you use his integrity, all right, to give him things that he doesn't have to pay for now and he pays for later. And there's no sin in that. It's not his Christian moral that, no. I can only buy things on credit. People say that. I can only buy things on credit. Buy things on cash. Maybe go to, don't worry. Some of these things is not the Nigerian kind of credit I'm talking about. I mean, you buy a shirt you can't afford, you start paying small. That one, hear it now, is an evil thing. Let me just say categorically. You can't afford a shirt, don't buy it. You can't afford a shoe, don't buy it. All right, I don't see why I should be paying for a shirt for six months. What's wrong with you? Let's get that one clear. Your friend is wedding. They choose Ashrebi. That's three times your salary. You don't have the mouth to say I can't. Fall sick that day. Just go and have fever and don't show up if you don't. But rather than go and take Ashrebi that you can't pay for, people do that thing a lot. Sometimes when I see shoes that women wear, I think that some of them are insane. What do I mean? For all your labor, they pay you 20,000 in 1 month. Then they sell shoe for you to 10,000. You should know it's not your size. No, I know you put your foot in it and it fitted you, but please, it's not your financial size. Tell them when I grow up, I'll wear that one. I mean, you know, it makes me laugh. Cloth, you go and buy. Listen, like we were talking the other day. There are many things that I know where they sell it, but I don't go there to buy. It's simple. Remember that thing I said in the morning, and let me emphasize it again. You don't put yourself into bondage. That's what credit is. That's the moral about using credit. It must never be a matter of bondage. In fact, if it's something you are consuming, avoid credit as much as possible. What do I mean? This is what I'm trying to explain. If it's food to eat, shouldn't we pay it small? Except you are so poor, better go and beg for the food. Don't buy it on credit. The shirt you want to wear, haba. Now, when I say don't buy on credit, I don't mean that, look, if you can afford it and somebody sending it to you and I say, I'm going to pay you, immediately they pay me this salary, it's a different matter. You get my point. That's not what I'm saying. But that you go buy a Shoebi. And you know, women, let me quickly preach to you. It will help you in life. And it will help the husband you marry. Amen. From the beginning, draw the limit of a Shoebi where you go here. That is, if you are not my blood relation, or my bosom friend, I know the way you are, Shebi. In which blood relation and bosom friend, they don't go past like six or seven. All of them. And they won't all wed in 1 year. All this one that somebody in your office is doing wedding, and this is the Ashebi, and you buy. They carry Gele, this is the Ashebi, you buy. Before you know what's happening, you are going through 15 Ashebis in 1 year. You wonder why you and your husband are always quarreling. No, men don't always talk. You know what's pinching the guy. Anytime you tie that Gele, he suddenly has all sight instant. Because you remember, I know the anointing about those Geles. They use the raining one. And the raining ones are usually twice the cost of the normal one. A lot of women in life, they are in bondage to society. What did I say? They are in bondage to society. One day I was with one of my relatives. We were talking that day. I didn't even know. This person is like an auntie to me. I didn't know what I insulted her. I didn't even realize that's what I was doing. She was eating. He said, actually, as a matter of fact, this is not the kind of plate my mate used to eat. I was so angry. I got up. I said, auntie, when person don't chop the food, you begin talking nonsense. I was so angry. I got up and walked away. This is not the kind of plate your mate is using to eat. Plate! We should worship the Lord. In my house, I use plastic cup to drink water. That is, and you know why I used to do that? Because the biggest cup in the house was plastic. So when I said, please get me a glass of water, and they opened the glass. So one day I told my cousin came with me, I said, she will come. If I'm upstairs and I ask for water, please stop bringing these glasses. See that big boy, that one, this is plastic. I said, that one, when you fill it once, the man will drink until he's satisfied. What? This is enough for us. He said, this is not the kind of plate my mates used to eat. Anyway, I've been delivered in Jesus' name. I've been delivered. You can enter my house before your very eye. I carry a plastic cup. Put garlic inside, put granite inside, put sugar inside, and we'll see that we'll be just, I'll be turning, I will eat it like this. Oh, by the way, the spoon that we even used to eat it is the one that they used to buy ice cream last time. You know those plastic disposable spoon. If you don't like it, it's your personal problem. There are times I like Fela Nicola Kokut. He said, if you don't like, go and hang. What I'm going to say is that. When we're talking about this, when I say credit is not a bad thing, I'm talking about business. We are here discussing what? Business. If somebody will supply things to you on credit before you sell, that's a very good customer. I hope you know that. Don't say, in my church, no, we must pay cash. That is foolishness. It's not righteousness. But please, when it comes to, you want to go and buy trousers, one day one woman came, when I was in Luth, I remember very well. And my monthly salary from that establishment was, I think, 5,000 or 6,000 naira. I remember very well. I remember that woman. I said, look at it. And then I didn't even know. You know, now I know better. That this trouser, we should see the tag on it, you know, in dollars. All right? look at the tag. That is the original price. She's not even adding anything to it. They just bought it for her husband. It's now we know the truth. Then we did not know. Because we had not been abroad. We didn't know what was going on. That when a woman put tag, go and ask my wife. Somebody think my wife will tell you, look, buy this thing is maybe 30,000 naira. The tag on it is $400. You ask yourself, did she steal it? No, because when they want to sell, sometimes they do 50% off. So she didn't buy it at that $400. She bought it on a discount and selling to you for 30. She's making her, that is, including the cost of transporting it up and down, international money transfer, everything plus her profit, and you are paying less than the surface price. Now, so anyway, she walked into our office. Look at this trouser. How much is the trouser? Say 10,000 naira. Don't forget where I started from. My salary in a month was how much? 6K. So, Banky. I looked at her. As God is my witness, I'm not adding to it. I was so angry. I looked at her. I didn't even price it. I said, listen, madam. If I was your brother, and I came home with a pair of trousers for 10,000 naira, what would you say? That was all my answer. That in my mind, you this satanic evil person. You know, because we're on the same salary. We were mates. You know how much you earn in a month, and you want to sell me a pair of trousers for 10,000. You must be a wicked soul. I told the woman that day I was angry. After that day, I disliked the woman from that day henceforth. So I will actually tell you, okay, let me give you 2,000 now. Next month, collect 2,000, and you will agree. Thank God I've never been foolish in such matters. I know that kind of thing. You think everybody is looking at it. Nobody noticed. Just you that you know you bought the trouser for 10,000. Now, when they say that, I beg, how far now? You're going to shake your trouser like this, hoping that somebody will comment. Now, what am I going to say? When we're talking about credit, that's an evil kind of credit. Bishop Oyedepo said, life is in stages. And men are in sizes. So leave your size per time. Are you getting my point? And listen to me. Oh God, there's no shame in it. You will turn into a joke. Like my friend will say, ah, when I grow up. That's when that is an old man talking. Say, when I grow up, I will buy one. Turn into a joke. You know, look, in life there are varieties. There are very nice, serious shoes for 1,500 naira. You know that. And in 1994, I saw shoes going for 50,000 naira a pair. I put my foot in it. No, don't worry, they were not selling it to me. How could I have been pricing it when I couldn't? The year after, I refused to buy trousers for 10K. Is it true, sure, I'll buy for 10? But somebody was going to supply to somebody. Man, it was a businessman and a bank manager. So they brought two pairs for him. One was 25,000. The other one was 50. Shoes. Please, don't say, what are they doing with that kind of money? Hey, that's foolishness. Hey, wait. Don't ever say that kind of thing. The summary that you don't have the money, Abi? Hey, that's good. Let the man who has it buy it. Maybe the leather they use is from one endangered species you don't know. That is the only pair they will ever make. None of your business. But when they bring that kind of shoe near your side, tell the guy, say, my pastor said we should always pray before we buy this kind of thing. So, please, can you bring it next month? Let me fast and pray. Next month, you come and say, the Lord has not yet spoken. Bring it another month. After 2 months, you won't come back. You know this one, a foolish guy. You know, you're not planning to buy. Please, don't let any covetousness send you into this. You'll be paying small. I remember those days, playing small on television. Playing small on music player. Ha! No, please, don't do that kind of one. In Jesus' name, I command you, don't do it. If you like a big home theater, LG, Sony, all those fat ones, and your money can't carry it, no trouble. Just enter a bit. There are some nice small pangolo sets. 5K. Make sure you only play praise worship. They sound nice on anything. I'm telling you the truth. If one real boom boom, where will sound here? Just put headphones. They all sound nice once it's blasting into your ears. Was I going to be paying small on television? Paying small on home theater? Paying small on shirt, trouser? That's when they say, please, brethren, I want to take an offering for this. You start getting angry. People will think that you start quoting Pastor Banky. Pastor Banky said that it is according to what your man has. You too, you have. It's just that you are owing everybody. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? No, I've seen it before. People who, they've so bought everything on credit. That the only person that doesn't hold them by the neck is God. So charitable work, giving to church, giving to the work of the kingdom, that's the one that's last. You know, that's why I don't believe in all this every day. Pass an offering around. Oh, yeah, lift up your offering. And then every day. Because you know what that does? Someone will be giving 20 naira every day. The days he has money, he doesn't give. Because he's used to give 20. I don't know what I get my point. This is what I preach to people. You want to give, it's simple. If you go and report, said the first day of the week, the point was that they will earn every day or weekly until that time. So the next time you meet, get ready. That's what he's saying. Prepare ahead of time. This one will earn generally in Nigeria monthly. In the same manner, as soon as you earn your salary, apportion each one to each person. And please, let the guy who sells shirt and trouser not be the one you'll be paying for the next 3-4 months. I hope you're getting my point. Don't ever buy a shirt that's significantly costly compared to what you earn in a month. That's just practical guide. That's not scripture. Do you get my point? That's just a practical guide. like when we car, I mean, when you're talking about car, there are cars that no matter how fine it is, I said, when you are going to buy a car, you put all your earnings for 2 years, the cost of that car is too expensive. Now, this is not scripture. This is just wisdom. Are you getting what I'm saying? I've said all of this, and I hope it has liberated some women. There are a few guys who are in that womanish problem. I hope you guys have the men, deliver yourself. In fact, if it's a man, they should cane you, flog you. For a lady will talk to you, will understand. It's in the genes. But for guys, you must be crazy. So we'll beat, you know what, foolishness is in the heart of a man. You know what I mean? When he's behaving like that, you take a flog, a cane, and flog it out of him. You are one person that doesn't need to impress anybody. You get what I'm trying to say? And ladies, they want to look fine, we understand. At least we understand that one. If you can't buy solid gold, buy gold plated. Everything, you know, everything gets size. You imagine that they hear me. There are tricks to these things. And I always used to say, I know I'm digressing. I used to say those days, my wife used to wear all kinds of earrings. I've seen her wear 20 naira earring before. And I'm serious. And I've seen her wear 5,000 naira earrings. I did all kinds. You won't even know. I used to make a joke that nobody could even know what they go on. My wife, you put, sorry, my wife can put an expensive pendant on a 200 naira chain. If you're a thief, you won't even know which one to steal. You go see the chain. He tell you, he said, Agbako, that chain looks cheap. I will say, Kura, the pendant, na real one. And that's the name for thugs, all right? You see them arguing, why? Because one madam they pass, we get 200 naira chain and 10,000 naira pendant. You know, like I always tell her, nobody will ever suspect that this is your chain. Apart from the thieves, you know, they are professionals. And a thief will never steal a cheap jewelry, you know. Those guys are professionals. From a distance, they know whether it is gold or it's only gold plated. So I always help my wife, I say, you see, they just say, no, this madam, madam is shining. They will never suspect, say, this chain, I know the good thing about it, if you fade, after 1 week, you go throw it out. So I tell young ladies, just learn from her. It works. Every month, buy a 200 naira chain and 50 naira pendant. Just make sure you don't react to it. And if you react to it, you pray about it. She'll give you another trick. You paint it with Q-Tex. Nobody will know it. It will never touch your skin. Or better, go to Deeper Life while you are on campus. Just go to Deeper Life. You think it's everybody that goes to Deeper Life that believes in those doctrines? Some of them is so you can move easily on the road. If you can't afford good jewelry, just go to the church where they say it's a sin. And that's it, yeah, okay. For your information, Pastor Kumi preaches good messages. So you will have faith for everything, including faith to be able to walk boldly without wearing expensive jewelry. As soon as you graduate and you start earning money, you change church. You join House on the Rock. I'm telling you, all kinds of wisdom. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. I hope you get what I'm saying. Anyway, I've said all of these things to explain something. You don't owe money on unimportant things of life. That's what I'm trying to explain. Alright, so when we're discussing credit, and I say it's not a bad thing. I'm talking business. Do you follow what I'm saying? I'm talking what? Business. Alright, so I hope I'm clear. I hope there's no confusion. Alright, I'm sure you've gotten the spirit of what I'm trying to explain. Alright? So those are the things I explained in the morning. And then I answered a few questions, but I think I can lay some of those things to rest. Alright, the Lord is good. Now let me just take something else. I want to try and finish on time so I can have enough time to rest before our evening teaching. Today what I want to discuss now is what I call real marketing strategies. Now, I say real marketing strategy. Now, I'm not going to say anything that is new. In fact, here and there, I've picked these things along the line. And I want to just emphasize them again. What I call the real marketing strategies. The marketing strategies that are real. Alright? Alright, first we'll read from the book of Proverbs. Chapter 22. Of course, this is one part you know, verse 29. He said, do you see a man skilled in his work? He will stand before kings, and he will not stand before obscure men. That's my strategy number one. I'm just going to list a number of them. Okay? Seest thou a man diligent? King James says, but I like this New American Standard rendering. He says, a man that is what? Skillful in his business. Now, before I go into details about that, let me just leave that for a second and say something briefly about advertising. Advertising is a very good thing. When I came to Enugu, I schooled in Benin, and I used to go to Benin a lot. Then I was in Lagos. Then I came to Enugu after my postgraduate. I came to take a job as a lecturer here. I used to watch Enugu TV when I first came there. And to my amazement, this was what I noticed. So I want all of you to hear this very well. Enugu, that is, compared to where I came from, Lagos, even Ondo State, my town, my state, Benin, where I schooled, I lived in Lagos before I came to Enugu for about 7 years. Compared to all the places I've been to and settled down and watched TV, Enugu was unique in that Enugu businesses hardly advertised. I mean, I noticed it. All the adverts of goods and services I saw on TV in Enugu then, I don't know about now, all right? Then, all the adverts were from, if it's either from, that's Newi Onitsha Axis, all right? Or from Lagos. Those ones are big companies sent all over the country. So you see Coca-Cola, Nigeria Breweries, PZ, Cadbury, all those people. But to say a business in Enugu was advertising, I hardly saw it. When an advert was generated from Enugu, not a joke, 98%, you will show somebody dancing. We regret to announce, that was his last birthday. As Papa was dancing on his last birthday, they videoed it. So they will now show it as his, after he has died. We regret to announce the death of our dearly beloved father, uncle, grandfather, niece, nephew. And they will show different clips. When the man was in the village, when he was in church, they will show it, including when one small boy died. And one of these fast guys, the guy must have been this fast guy. But they showed him taking the chieftaincy title. around here, in this part of the country, chieftaincy title is very, very easy to get. Just make small money. You quickly get one. And then wear yourself one funny cap and feel important. Ah! Anyway, let me some. That is every day. What's the name of that our friend? The NTA guy. Kenechuku. Wagodike or something like that. Yes. That guy was everywhere. He would cast the news. He was the continuity announcer. He was even the one announcing the barriers. Even children's party. So you don't blame me when I stopped watching TV. That is, once they broadcast from the locality, I just stopped watching. I noticed that in Enugu, nobody advertised anything. Oh, the opposite one. Go to Benin. Look, for every 1 hour programming on Benin TV, 30 minutes is advert. Each advert is 45 seconds. The shoemaker in front of your house, don't be surprised. You tune TV in the evening, you'll see the man there. For a complete shoe shine. It sounds funny, but in Benin, everybody advertised. Everybody. And it's actually good business. I just want to drop that one here. Please, advertising is a good thing. People should know what you are doing. Do you get my point? Bible will tell you that what you hear in secret, go and shout it on the rooftops. Make it plain that in my run that read it. Those are the things, you understand? Advertise this word. He said, the Lord gave a word to Jacob and he had come to be known in Israel. There's a scripture I'm trying to quote correctly. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? King James said he has lightened upon Israel. You give one word to Jacob, the whole of Israel gets to know it. You are getting my point. Please, I just want to leave that one with you. There are different, now, the practicalities you should learn later, but there are different forms of advert. You don't have to be on TV. Flyers are very cheap. You can print flyers for the equivalent of 1 naira for one. Do a few thousands and drop it in strategic places. Put adverts on TV, radio, newspaper. You'll be amazed at what effect it will have. That's, by the way, that's number one. Please don't forget that. But then, before you start advertising, this is the issue. What do you want to advertise? That's what I want to say.